All right. So welcome everybody to our February 2018 ERC Open Coaching Call. I'm excited to have you here and I look forward to catching up. And I love being able to see everybody and I love the intimacy of the small calls. So I'm looking forward to catching up. So the way these calls are set up is there's no agenda. There's no set, like, you know, people get to go in a certain order. You don't have to speak. If you don't have anything to say, you can just listen. But most of the time, I really like to hear from everybody. So whoever wants to share, I love it if you're sharing, if you start with a success, because it always breathe, appreciate success. And then let's talk about the challenges, because we all have challenges, but we also have successes. And I think it's super important to focus on those as well. So who wants to start? Who wants to ask? Who wants to speak? Raise your hand, smile, open up your line, say hi, put your hand up on the screen, which is some little thing that puts a little hand up like that on my screen, or just start speaking.
I can start.
Okay, go for it. Hi, Sandra.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Things I have to celebrate is... last week, I spent 3.5 hours in my studio, and that was fantastic.
Yes.
Today, also, I had my clay day, which made me really happy.
And clay day, meaning it was a class that you went to? Or a studio?
Yeah.
Great. So
it was 3 hours working in clay. And
nice.
Fantastic.
When are you going to share with us what you're making? Who would like to see what Sandra's making? Anybody?
I will. Yeah. I will have to take you downstairs. Whatever I'm making, what's in progress, or
no? When you're finished, obviously, yeah. We don't have to, unless you want to bring your laptop to your studio and we can.
Yeah. Well, I have to uncover. I have to uncover.
I see.
Things. So it's not finished. So it's under wraps.
Nice.
So it doesn't dry out.
Nice. Yeah. That should be better.
So, the things that I'm struggling right now. Last week I was dealing with some inflammation that I thought it was the kombucha that I drank. So that was over, and then this morning. Started again. I didn't drink any kombucha. So I was wondering if I'm having a kind of a reaction to ferments.
Are you making a lot of ferments, like fresh ferments yourself? Or
well, I'm drinking some that I make, some that I bought, but I didn't have any problems before.
Yeah. Have you changed anything about, like, where you're buying them from, what ingredients you're using, how much you're taking?
Maybe the day before I took a little more. I had the liquid left from the ferment, and I kind of had it with my salad.
Yeah. When you say ferments, what are you doing? How are you making them?
Oh, well, this one was a raw ferment that I bought at the store that I never had problems before.
So it was like a sauerkraut, and you drank the juice?
It was, it's kind of called curtido. It's... has different veggies, you know, like carrot and cabbage, that kind of stuff.
Okay. So here's what I would do. And this is what I think, you know, whenever I'm trying to investigate, like if there's something shifted, like to see, first of all, you could just stop the ferments for like 3 or 4 days, right? And then just have small amounts, like go to the tablespoon amount.
Okay.
Because if you are exceeding it, say you have a histamine intolerance, right?
Yeah.
It's quantity dependent. So if you have this much, it's going to cause a problem. But if you have this much, it's not, right? And the other issue is if you're buying them and someone has a problem in their process,
okay.
And there's some extra organisms growing that don't agree with you, that mm-hmm. could be a problem too. So I would do, whenever you try to investigate what's going on, like I'm suddenly getting these symptoms and you want to track it down, I like to just keep a very thorough diet diary. You can do it on your cell phone. I mean, you could just open up like the notes section on your cell phone and just type it in there. What I like to do is I like to create a Google Doc and I have columns in it. And I've done this when I was tracking glucose. I've done it for other people. And we could certainly create one that would be the date, the food that you ate, the amount that you ate, right? And then any symptoms that you had. And the symptoms, you may have a separate line, like say you ate, you know, XYZ food at 9 o'clock and you had a symptom at 10 o'clock, you put another line that didn't have any food on it. It would just say 10 o'clock diarrhea, you know, 11 o'clock bloating and gas. And when you can do that over the course of several days, you might see a pattern emerge, and it may take longer. It may take a week, but you might see a pattern emerge from that. And, you know, like I said, if you can do the Google Doc application on your phone and you can make it a Google spreadsheet, like, you know, with the columns, it's very easy to pull it up. I do it all the time on here. I pull it up. I have a client that I just guided through a 28-day water fast, and I made him fill in his form every single day. And I would just pull it up on my phone and go, okay, he's okay, you know, or whoops, I got to talk to him, right? So you can keep track of that, and it makes it real easy to do. And that's what I would do. So it might be if you suspect, you know, a lot of times when we suspect something, we're tuning into, you know, an intuition about what it might be. So I would just start with just doing your own, you know, like one single kind of ferment, right? Don't do so much variety. Find one, just start with a tablespoon a day, work your way up. You seem to be doing okay, then go with, you know, a different one and play around with it and do some experimentation.
Yeah, I was eating three different ones because, you know, they said you have
to variety.
So I was doing variety.
Yes. Yeah.
The other thing that I did, I was taking the 400 milligrams of magnesium at night. And yesterday I reduced it to 375 because I've been having a lot of poop all the time.
Yeah.
Not diarrhea, but, you know.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Now, it might be a temporary thing, right? Because of something that your body is trying to get rid of, right? But in the meantime, lower the magnesium. And the hope is that you don't need the magnesium to keep your bowels moving, right? That's what we're looking towards. But if you've got some imbalance. Now, you had ordered the stool test. You did the U-biome, right?
Yeah, I did the biome.
That with the biome. And the results have come back or not?
Yeah. I send you guys a link.
In your chart?
It's in my chart, but I also, well, it said it wasn't a Gmail address, so it supposedly sent you and Lynn a link.
Did you get it, Lynn? I don't remember getting it. Okay, so make a note. Can you make a note, Lynn, for us to look for it? And we'll try to find it. And I haven't done a biome yet, so it'll be a good experience.
Oh, it was really interesting, really. All the different kind of organisms that are, and you know, they did recommendations. And I know that you spoke with Dr. Ali, and because they recommended that I didn't eat nuts and coconut.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it. So I want to look at that because here's the thing. A lot of times you get a test done with a lab, and I just go with the diagnostic interpretation, not necessarily their food recommendations. So I want to see what they're seeing to say that, right? And it may be that that's true, but a lot of times these things, they come up with a pat answer, a protocol. Here's what you do as opposed to catering it to you.
Yeah, it was very thorough, the kind
good,
of
stuff. Good, I'd like to see it. Lynn, if you can find that, and if you know.
I put it in your chat.
In my chat?
It's a Google link.
In my chat? In this chat? Or no, in my...
No, your Skype chat.
Skype chat, okay.
I didn't think you want everybody to see it. No. Not that there's anything to hide, but...
Okay, yeah. So it's a big... Okay, I'll go through this. Thank you. I'll go through this later and see because I'm real curious as to how they work it, and we can talk about it. And I'll, you know, post something to you or something in particular.
Yeah. The other thought that I had is, you know, I added. You guys suggested that I add Don Quay and milk thistle and the rose hips and the dandelion roots. So I don't know if I'm going through.
Okay, so you added those over the course of this time. This is another reason for tracking. And whenever you're adding something new, add one at a time. Don't add them all at the same time.
I just went, poof, everything.
Yeah, it's always a good idea to add one supplement at a time. Start with a small amount, work your way up, because this could be it. You may be not tolerating something there. Dong Quai, remember we talked about why. Do you remember why we talked about Dong Quai?
It was because it's the feminine kind of supplement.
Yes, but more than that. See, she remembers that because that's what everybody remembers about Dong Quai. But it's a liver support, and it's
liver support. Yeah.
Dry constipation. It helps lubricate the stool. So it may be that it's that the
That's a lubrication.
Maybe too much, right? Maybe too much. So keep your records in, and if you do it on a Google Sheet, right, you can even access your own, you can put it in your Google Drive.
Yes.
So that when we get on a call, you say, hey, take a look at my Google Drive. I have updated it, and I can take a look through what you've been writing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's a great way to do it. So if anybody has, you know, wants to track their food intake, it's a pain in the you know what to track your food. Right? It is. It's not fun, but it's the most amazing thing. When I was sick back in my 20s, I had a notebook. It was probably, you know, about this size, but, you know, a little skinny notebook. And I would carry it around with me wherever I went. And for a year, I wrote down everything I did, every symptom I had. I maybe got a little bit over the top, but by doing that, I was able to identify that the bloody headaches that I didn't know what was going on, that I didn't get all the time, I was able to identify it was egg. And when I stopped eating egg, I have never had another headache like that ever in 33 years, right? But I was able to do it because I kept good records. And I was
it's not the thing you like, but I write more or less because it's easy for me, you know, I just have it on my purse and I can write.
Okay.
It's
not easy to read. So if you want to try, if you've had this written down over the last 2 weeks, even better. So what you do is you create a chart and you take your stuff and you put it in the chart. You see patterns when things are in a chart.
Yeah.
When things are written like that, it's hard. I remember that. It was like, oh, but that was back in the day when, you know, we lived in the Stone Age and computers were as big as my house. And nobody had one in their house. And, you know, it was the Stone Age back then. So we didn't have the ability to carry around this little computer that's bigger than any computer we ever had back then.
Right? Very true.
So if you can do that, and if you get it in there, then maybe when instead of writing it on the paper, you might even get used to picking this up and go, you just keep it open as an app all the time.
Yeah.
So that's an option. But if you've got it all written down, you lay it out in a way that's easy to look at, we can help you determine and decipher it. And Dr. Atlee can do that too. I mean, you can give it to her and say, hey, here's what's going on. And between us, we'll come up with something.
Fantastic. I don't think I will be as good as Lore, that she has everything so detailed.
Misorganized.
Yes. I don't do it anymore, though.
You don't? See, you know, sometimes...
No, I want to loosen up a bit.
She wants to, yeah, see that? So sometimes our this is a great trait to have, to be so organized, right? But on the other hand, it's a hurtful trait to have because it keeps you like this, right? So she's going to be more loose, so she's not taking as accurate records, but it's better for her sight, her health, to just be able to breathe and be mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so glad to hear that, Laura. You have changed so much. So with the years that I've known you, it's just great. It's great. Thank you. All right. Well,
thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Who else? I'm seeing Lynn's fan. I'm seeing your ceiling and your fan.
I'm going to go next.
Cece, hi.
It's getting to be my bedtime. Hi.
Hi.
So I was on the last call with you, the sweet spot, and wow. You went from one thing to another. That's amazing.
Well, you know, the thing was on that call, exemplifying what I was trying to teach, which is the calmness and composure, because yes. I had this whole thing planned out. I was going to go from here, then I was going to show here, then I was going to go back here, then I was going to do questions. And the technology just like, it's like, we're seeing black now. Okay. And then it went crash. And I'm like, okay, this is what the universe wanted for our call.
Yeah. No, I think it was good because it came across how important it is to calm down. That part. Yeah. Yeah. And you did a good job modeling that. So that was
I tried.
So I'm very excited to be on that because I haven't done a program with support yet. And I'm seeing, even though this is just the beginning, the importance of that for me. I mean, other people may not need so much support, but I thrive on it. So I'm very excited that I can see that I'm more serious and more committed, and there's been a change in me. So
it's great.
I'm very happy about that.
That's great.
So one thing I'm concerned about, because it's happened before, when I start really cutting things out, things that don't serve me, I start going through a detox. And the symptoms of my detox, one major symptom is I get exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
My body just needs to rest. And when I went to Hippocrates, I detoxed for 2 weeks, and that was the symptom. I just needed to rest all the time. One day I slept all day and all night.
Wow.
And that was the last day of detox, and the next day I felt 20 years younger. But it took 2 weeks, and I devoted all that time to my rest. So,
yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be as bad this time. They say the first time is the worst.
First time is always the hardest.
Yeah.
You have more to detox, you know.
Yeah.
And it depends on how bad your indiscretions are, right?
If you know,
binge, a Kentucky Fried, you probably have a big detox reaction.
Right, right. So if it does start to happen, I'm wondering, I might have asked you this question already, but I can't remember what you said. Some people suggest doing a colonic would be very helpful to move it along.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And in fact, some people, even if you can just do an enema at home.
Yeah.
If somebody has a really bad detox headache. I have them do an enema, and within 10, 15 minutes, the headache goes away, right?
Yeah.
What's happening is your toxins are recycling.
Yes. Okay, so
Colonic can be good. Epsom salts baths can be good. Apple cider vinegar, even drinking a little apple cider vinegar in water can be good. An apple cider vinegar bath, you know, you'll find your sweet spot, so to speak, right? What is the one thing that really helps you the most, and that's the one you keep going with? And castor oil
brushing.
Packs.
Yeah.
Castor oil packs over your
liver.
Yeah. And then dry brushing. Dry brushing.
Right. I'm doing the dry brushing already.
So you are. Okay, good.
Can I share a really funny story?
Sure.
About the enema thing. So, you know, as many of you may or may not, you'll know, I used to be a waitress. Before the barbecue place, I was at a truck stop. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm coming in, bringing my green smoothies and Pond's gum and all this stuff, as they called it. And the rest of them. And at this time, I'm, 54, 55? And all the other waitresses, I think the oldest one was maybe 28. So they're all in high school. And their green drink was Mountain Dew. And here's Lynn running circles around them. Of course, they thought it was strange anyway. But this one waitress kept coming in saying, oh, I've got such a headache. And I finally said, do a bloody enema. She's like, well, what's that? I told her, she's, what? And, you know, but yet they sit and they load up on, you know, ibuprofen and Tylenol and everything like that.
Right. Toxify their liver instead of detoxifying.
And they thought, but I kept telling them, you want it gone right away? Boom, it's gone. it is gone. And I just share that because I'm so happy to hear that other people realize this benefit that comes from an enema. So anyway,
it's not the kind of thing people want to do, right? It's easy to pop a pill and drink some water with it, right? And they want the herb, like what magic herb can I take? But what Cece did, which was sleep for 24 hours, that's what the body really needs, right? Clean out the colon, that's what the body really needs. The quick fixes just create more need for the detox, right? Yeah, so it's not the most pleasant thing in the world. I know my husband, every time we do one of those, the Jane's cleanse thing, and he's going, that's not for me. I'm like, why don't you do this with me? It's a really good cleanse. That's not for me. That's not for me. You know?
Well, my husband is a nurse in a nursing home, so sometimes our Friday night dates are him helping me with an enema. Captive audience, can't go anywhere. And so we sit there, he'll sit in front of me and we talk. To me, it's like no big deal, you know? One time, something happened to the enema bag. So he fashioned one out of a water bottle and a tube. So, you know, it worked. But,
you know, secret life of Lynn.
There are no secrets in my life. But I just, you know, if we just do that, if we just make it, it's a part of life.
Yeah.
It used to be that way, that this stuff was a part of life. Back in, my youngest daughter is studying Greek and Roman history, and, you know, that's what they used to do. You know, way back in the day, this is not a new thing.
I'm sure Hippocrates, because he talked a lot about the colon being toxic was a big cause. We need to
absolutely. So, yeah. Anyway, I just
there you go. Yes. So share. The answer is yes. A colonic is great, but colonics may require, you know, getting out and making an appointment and all that. But if you have an enema bag at home, you know, just that's an easier way to do it, and it may not be as effective. I mean, colonics get deeper and all that, but I would say, you know, it's a good thing to do.
And is water okay? Or some people use coffee.
Coffee is the end of it. So water is at the beginning. So you're doing the water to clean out.
Oh.
And you do a little bit of coffee, not a whole, you know.
Uh-huh.
You do a little bit of coffee. It could be up to a quart, but, you know, yeah. 16 ounces. And then you put it in, you hold it, and then it actually stimulates the vagus nerve. So it helps with, you know, calming the system, you know, stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system, and it stimulates the liver to dump toxins.
Oh, so a regular colonic or enema.
Regular enema is fine. Yeah.
Right. That's all I do is water. I did want to also mention, because I have friends who put like lemon essential oil in theirs. You want to be careful what kind of enema container you use, because it will degrade the plastic. Right.
Oh yeah, if you put essential oils, you want to get one of those metal enema buckets. They sell them. You can get a metal enema bucket, and that would be what you want to do. Otherwise, the plastic will degrade. Essential oils, as great as they are, you got to be really careful of too much. And I actually had a bottle of peppermint essential oil one time spilled. I had this electric acupuncture machine where you put it on the needles, and it, you know, it's a great machine. And I went back in to use it, and the peppermint oil had spilled on it, and it like degraded it. It was degraded some of the wires, and it was off. Yeah. Wow. I had to throw it away, actually. That's not fun when you spend a couple of $100 on a machine.
Can I ask you another question about the sweet spot?
Sure.
Yeah. So, there are a couple of products you want us to use. I can't remember it right now.
Well, one is chromium, one is magnesium, and one is DHA. And for you, I would get the liquids.
Yeah. Oh, so that was my question. So yes. You read my mind.
Yes.
I'll put them in liquids then.
Yeah, you can get them in liquids. I think there's Good State has that liquid chromium. Magnesium, I think you already have. And then DHA is, you know, you just get the algae oil as liquid.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And for you, don't pay any attention to the doses. Don't like, oh yeah, I'm going to do 400. Don't do that. Start with drops. Start with drops. Your body's much more sensitive, and you may not need as big a dose.
It's true. That's what I find generally with everything. I don't need that much. Good point.
I didn't get the emails for the sweet spot.
Did you click the link that was in the ERC email on Sunday?
Yeah, I actually did it before that, and then I did it again.
Okay, so Lynn, this is what I, or two. Yeah, so we need to remember what happened to you and a couple of other people because you clicked the link and then we fixed it. I told Doreen to go back and do everybody that, but we had no way of knowing who. No, we did because they clicked the link, right? So it was take away that. So we need to go back and find anybody that has that tag, that start tag, and then set them to take it away and then set it again. The way she did it the other day with you guys. Oh, did she leave? All right. I know what we have to do. We had this particular back end thing. If you set the tag for you, when you click that, it sets this tag in the back end. That stimulates a bunch of actions to happen to get you into the sweet spot. But if you had done it sooner before it got fixed, there was a problem with it that we discovered, then you had the tag that when you clicked the link and it set the tag again, it didn't trigger it to happen. So we fixed the problem, and so you guys got caught in it. We'll be able to fix it. I know exactly what to do. We'll get it to you.
Thank you.
Sorry. And once you get in, if you've already been through the sweet spot, all the modules will be open for you.
Yeah, I was able to get in, but
Oh, you were able to get in. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you wanted to, I don't know if, yeah, it is there. I'm pretty sure. Or maybe he's still working on it. There's a reset button going to be there. So if you wanted to start again at the beginning and just flow through, you could, but you don't have. I mean, it's open. It's open. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great.
For me.
I have just one more question, and that'll be it. Do you know when you'll be doing a grand program again?
I don't have any dates.
Yeah, it's probably next year, huh?
We might just do it for you guys as opposed to another big launch like this. Because this launch just about knocked us down. It was so much work. Yeah, so we were thinking, okay, as long as we're going to do it for you. So we may just pick a time and then just do it and then say anybody that's, you know, any ERC can get to do it.
Oh, that would be wonderful because I should do that next.
Because we did it, when did we do it? In September? August maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Usually we do it once a year.
Right.
We're rethinking doing these big launch things because... Yeah. None of us sleep when we do it.
Oh, God. Well, I appreciate it very, very much.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for answering my questions.
You're welcome.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Well, so Lynn, what I was saying to you, we're going to go to Laura next. What I was saying to you, and you were gone, was Sandra and then Laura confirmed that they clicked the link in the email for ERC and didn't get it. So we know what to do, but
For sweet spot? Yeah, I've already talked to Doreen.
About taking it away from anybody that has it and then adding it back.
Yep, I've already taken care of that for both Laura and Lynn. That's already been taken care of. Sandra shouldn't have that problem because she was not in it. Oh, she was in Sweet Spot last year.
Yes, she was.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that's right.
So what I suggest, Doreen, is to do contact search for everybody that has that tag.
Okay.
Not just the ones that have complained or said something, right? Not complained.
Well, the only reason she didn't do that is because there were some people who didn't want to get all the call reminders. Because I remember
asking. Well, she should be able to tell when they got that tag.
Oh, okay.
They should be able to tell, and they should be able to tell from the, if she doesn't know, she'll have to ask Scott.
Oh, yep. I will do that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some people that didn't want that.
Yep. So Laura and Lynn have already been taken care of.
Everybody that's in ERC or any PT that is not set for registered for Sweet Spot 2018, and then send them an email, say, hey, if you click this, you probably didn't get it, and we want to make sure that you get it. If you want to, just click this link. That's
simple. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Laura. Hi, Laura. Unmute.
Yes, I was just typing to Lynn that I just checked my emails, and I did receive an email from Sweet Spot after I told Lynn that I wasn't. So
okay, good.
Thank you for me. So I have a few questions, and one of them, sorry, I'm laughing because I always have questions.
Well, you always have. Well, I would be surprised if you didn't have questions.
So one of them is from Hakala.
Yes.
And thank you, Lynn and Dr. Hita Marie, for thinking of me yesterday and answering the question of taking the 5 drops of iodine the day before the Hakala.
One of the things that's I wanted to know was how, because we want like to compare apples to apples, right? So how did you test it the previous times you tested it? Was it?
Yes. And as Lynn wrote what you suggested, I remember that is what I did.
You stopped or you took it all the way up to?
I took it. Okay. However, I called up Hakala and spoke to Abby, one of the daughters. Mm-hmm. And she was explaining to me that if I were to take the drops before, and I would love you to, you know, to speak with her and have a conversation about it because it's a bit too scientific for me. But what I understood is that they set the machine to 50 milligrams, a little more, like 70 milligrams, but the iodine that we take on the loading test is 50 milligrams. So they set the machine to that, and they have references for that number. So if I'm a little bit more, you know, they have they know how to diagnose it. Mm. Or to say, you know, whatever they say, whatever they suggest. But if I'm taking iodine before, the day before, it will add to
it'll
the uploading, and it there won't be a reference, so I may be 100% full of iodine.
So I would do this then, Laura, because we've had so much trouble getting this level and really, you know, getting you to the right levels. I would say do what they say to do.
Okay.
Measure it the way they say to do it, because we want to make sure that we're actually measuring what's accurate.
Okay.
I didn't realize they had that titration system there. So yeah, I would do what they say to do, which is 3 days, right?
Yeah, just 3 days, and then they say
stay away from it 3 days.
No. It was so what I did, because I wasn't sure what your answer would be, is that I took the Lugol today, but I asked them to send me 2 Lugols, so I have another one. So okay. All I have to do is wait 3 days.
3 days.
3 more days. And so I'll take the test in 3 days.
Okay. That's
it. But, what did you say? I cannot tell accurately how deficient or sufficient I may be if I take it right before.
Yeah, if you take it, it's like some of the extra would be calculated in your system, and they're calibrating based on 50 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's right. More than that, because you've still got residual from the previous days, then it's going to change their calibration. So I understand that.
However, they are able to, like if I tell them I'm taking it, they're able to change something to the machine so that it adds what I took, but it's not specific.
It's not going to be very specific or accurate, because we honestly don't know how much residual you might have in your system versus someone else might have in their system.
Mm-hmm.
So I think your safest bet to get the most accurate reading would be to do it the 3 days in advance, like they say.
Okay, I'll do that. That's number one. which one will I choose next? Castor oil pack.
Yeah.
Does it have to be done laying down? Can I sit and do a castor oil pack? I'm not adding a lot of oil. It won't drip. But
you know, that's the main thing I would think of. It's going to drip, right? And you want it to stay in.
It won't drip.
So why do you want to sit? Tell me the reason.
Oh, because before I used to do it during my sleep, and then I would wake up in the morning. But Sakura suggested to only do it 1 hour. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's so that means that it's not so convenient to do it at bedtime. So I'm thinking to do it when I meditate, or if I'm
Do you meditate sitting straight up or angled back?
Sitting straight. Yeah. But if, you know, if there is a reason why laying would be better.
I don't know that there's a reason why it would be better other than it's going to slip, you know, and drip. That would be my main concerns. Unless Lynn has
some things to add. If you add a lot. But I don't add a lot since I want to do it every day or every other day. And so I just do a little bit and then I put a hot bottle so it stays warm and sitting. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say everything.
Okay, so that's great. So now I stopped eating legumes 3-4 years ago. With the rice and potato, etc. Now with Steph, we are making natto.
Mm-hmm.
And that involves legumes.
Yeah.
And so I can't remember why I stopped taking legumes.
Probably and blood sugar. And at the time when you first started, you had really bad gut stuff going on. So it was trying to heal and figure out what was going on with your gut and take away the things that are hard to digest. But I also think it was blood sugar.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so the blood sugar, could it also be the bacteria, the kinds of bacteria? Like later on, I worked with the bacteria. Certain legumes, I guess they're sweet.
They're sweet, but if you're fermenting them, you're breaking it down. The organisms are breaking it down. So I know that you had recently tried them with fermenting them, right? Fermented legumes.
Yes, I was fermenting chickpeas. Is that a legume?
They're legumes, right.
Oh, they're for legumes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was fine with the chickpea. And now I'm actually sprouting them. So that's even going further.
Sprouting and then cooking or just sprouting and eating?
Sprouting. Well, it's sprouting and then adding a plantarum to them.
Okay.
So that the plantarum, it's the bacteria, it would eat the phytonutrients and, you know, all the lectins, like would eat all that or a lot of that up. And then I boil it and then I add the natto spore.
It sounds great to me. unless it's causing you digestive disorder or blood sugar elevations, it sounds awesome. Loaded with vitamin K. I mean,
that's why. So if it works with me, the natto, what am I going to do with the vitamin K pill that I take every day?
Don't need it. Save it for when you're traveling or when you run out of natto and you haven't had a chance to make it. It's always good to have a nutrient in that kind of form, but yeah, you don't need it if you're getting
natto. So eventually find a vitamin D that doesn't have the K in it.
Great.
Right now it's mixed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good news. So, yeah, I think I'll get back to my enema. I stopped doing enema for the last 2 months, but it sounds really good what you just said earlier. I just have to find a kid. So at this moment, I'm doing the metal detox, but without the enema, just the Pectasol C.
Better if you do it with the enema when you're doing a metal detox, because you want to pull that stuff out, make sure it comes out.
Yeah, and through the sweat, like walking, it's a little bit coming out, but not as much.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll get it then. What is this good for now? I hear my beagle.
Same. Yeah, I muted everybody that was unmuted. Somebody is echoing.
Thank you. So I am, since we spoke about redoing the metabolic reset, I am craving less and almost not snacking anymore. It's really great. So I'm thinking to redo the metabolic reset without the chromium and all that, without the extra vitamins that we used to take and see how that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the way you know whether you need it is you monitor your sugar. And if you're going, why is my sugar peaking too high? You try the chromium, magnesium, DHA. If you remember, a lot of people don't go through this part of the program. They get through the metabolic reset and they think they're done. But there's a whole piece of the program that's the transition period, right? And I talk about when do you know when you can get rid of the supplements? Well, this, this, and this, and this. And then, oh, so you try decreasing one of them by 25%. And then you keep measuring, you know, whether it's weight or blood sugar, blood pressure, whatever you're measuring, you go, okay, now I can go a little further. But if you decrease it and then you notice that some of those things are creeping up, you know, you still need it. So it's very different from person to person. That's why I'm a very big fan of doing a personalized plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm curious to see what I will come up with this time. My last metabolic reset was the intermittent fasting. That's what did it for me. And it'll be interesting to see what will come up this time.
I think intermittent fasting can work wonders. I mean, I've got the guy that I did the 28-day water fast with. He just on his own came up with his intermittent fasting regime. He does a day of fasting. He does a day of eating. He does 2 days of fasting, 2 days of eating, 3 days of fasting, 3 days of eating. And then he goes back and starts again. And he's maintaining his glucose really beautifully this way. And he was on insulin and metformin. So he was real serious situation. So, and it keeps him because he's a food addict. Like, you know, a lot of us have those food addiction mm-hmm. things. And he, you know, he's alcoholic and food addict and he used to be a smoker. So he's got addictive tendencies. And he said it really helps him to like be regimented like that really helps him to protect him from himself, right? From that late night eating when you're sitting in front of the TV and you want something crunchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I still get that once in a while, but then I go and get my tea. And I add some stevia.
Nice.
And most of the time it works and breathe.
Yeah, it's like, what am I really needing right now, right? Do I really need a sweet treat or do I need sweetness in my life? Do I need to pamper myself? And maybe it's go and light a candle and, you know, sit in a lavender bath.
Mm, yeah. And so... the insulin resistant, I know that I have, that my sugar can go high through the A1C, but I don't know how high the insulin goes up. And I think we've talked about before that I am or was insulin resistant, meaning that I have a lot of insulin going in my body.
Well, that's two different things. So when you have a lot of insulin in your body, that's hyperinsulinemia. And then a lot of people can go many years with hyperinsulinemia and get all the damages of high insulin, but not develop insulin resistance. And so those guys fall through the cracks because nobody's measuring insulin. Then you have the cells become resistant. So the insulin stays high for longer periods. And then, you know, that's the double danger, right? Because you've got the high insulin and you've got the high blood sugar. So measuring insulin is not something that's done regularly. You can do a fasting insulin real easily, just direct labs and go in and get it done. Any doctor can order it. The postprandial, very few do because you have to, I always explain to people, go to the lab. You have to order 2 tests. If you're doing direct labs, you have to order 2 tests. You have to go to the lab. You get your blood taken fasting, you out to your car, you sit down, you eat your breakfast around 45 minutes later, you look at your watch, you go back in, you have them take it again and hope there isn't a long line. Because then and you miss your peak, right? Or you just eat in the lobby there and you stay and keep your place in line. And when it's time to go up and it's not quite your turn, you let somebody else go ahead of you. So it's tricky, right? It's just like not just this simple thing. Mm-hmm. That's why people mm-hmm. do it. There was a company and I have 2 kits from them. They were reasonably priced, like $30 each for the insulin, which is just a little bit more than the lab charged. So I ordered 2 with the intent of doing it that way. Haven't done it yet. But when I went back in there, I think it was with Jay, we were looking at it. Somebody, I don't remember, somebody in the program, we were looking and we're like, $75? Like, it's 25 at the lab. Why would we do this?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, it's like,
yeah,
doing this. It was you. Okay. ZRT Labs.
Yeah. ZRT. Lynn found a place that was like, I don't know, $10 less or something.
But why? Like, why has it gone up so much when you can go to the lab for $25?
And the card that they give you has 10 circles on it. So I called them up and I go, hey, this has 10 circles on it. I'm looking at it online. You know, can I just order how many circles that I want? And they go, no, you have to order one for, it's only a single use card. Even though
are they telling you to put 10 readings on it?
No, if I want 10 samples, I have to buy 10 cards. If I want two samples, I have to buy two cards. Yeah, really?
Why do they have 10 circles on it? You would think it would be nice. Oh yeah, but maybe you spend $200 and you get a card with 10 and you just test it at different times like we do glucose, right? 15 minutes, you know, check it out. You said it wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that's not other stuff.
Bummer. Well, so that's the thing with insulin. You could get your fasting insulin done. But most people, the fasting insulin, unless they're really far gone, it's going to be reasonable. Although somebody on the call yesterday, I think it was one of the people who was considering Sweet Spot, she said she had her fasting insulin. Doctor said, no, hers was low, but she showed me the range. She said, my doctor said the range that's good is 2 to 13 for fasting insulin. I'm like, honey, you have a 13 of fasting insulin, you're in big trouble. It's way too high. It's causing damage to your blood vessel linings. This is why so many people are undiagnosed and having heart attacks, strokes, you know, whatever else happens to them from these sudden, quote unquote, sudden mysterious diseases that have been brewing for 20 years. The range should not be. I like it 3, 5 at the most. 5 at the most. And then if it goes up, you know, I don't think it should go up more than 12, quite frankly. Yeah.
Okay. So I was thinking that maybe this time I can work more with the insulin part, and as opposed to high glucose, or is that the same thing?
It's the same thing, right? So the way we measure is we measure the glucose. The only way that you could work the same way with the insulin is to, you know, go marry somebody who owns a lab and have them test your blood every 15 minutes and track it. You know what I mean? It's not, it doesn't work. But the whole point of balancing your sugar is to balance your insulin.
Okay. So there isn't something like balance your insulin.
This is what it is. Like, that's what we're doing.
It's the food that it's the food that we're eating and relaxing.
The food, it's the rest. Yeah, all of those things are balancing. Yeah.
It's for both insulin and glucose.
And it's clearing out those insulin receptors and reducing the insulin need. On the call earlier today, I said that, you know, there's these steps we do. And the first thing is to increase your insulin sensitivity. And that's, we don't have to do it in that order. I used to always do it, decrease your insulin need, get the heck off those foods. But what I found was so many people were like, but I can't get off those foods. I get off them for 2 days and then I just can't live without them. And I eat it. There's Donna going, yeah, that's me. That's me. So the supplements will help. And then that booklet I put together, it's on the site on the glucose page. And it's got the foods that help improve insulin sensitivity. And they're all the foods that we always talk about. But if you like make a point of eating more, like when I did the Facebook Live once, I said, I'm going to make a really good chocolate mousse out of all these foods that improve insulin sensitivity. So I chose the avocado and the chocolate, put some cordyceps and whatever else I put in there. And I made this great mousse and I've made a lot of dishes. So it's very fun to open up that book and go, okay, I'm going to choose 5 of these ingredients. What can I make today? Right. And start to make a point of that. That will help as well. Because if you think about what most people are eating, they're not supporting their insulin receptors at all. They're destroying them. Their food is deficient in nutrients. You guys are on very high nutrient dense foods, but we're fine tuning here. So doing the supplements can be helpful. It may not be necessary. It may be necessary. Does that answer your question? You're looking a little puzzled.
No, because I was thinking what to say next. No. Well, yes, I was thinking to myself, should I, because I started eating chicken here again. You know, my mother does it, and so I eat a little bit, not a lot, maybe once every 2 weeks or something like that. But I do remember that you mentioned once that can raise insulin, like as well as salmon. But then I remember reading in your sweet spot, that if you do eat that, to just eat a little bit.
I personally think the ideal results you're going to get is if you leave it out during the metabolic reset, because of those studies that showed that it was salmon, chicken. There were a couple of, and dairy were the three that would raise, they just found that they raised insulin. And when they tracked it, usually insulin and glucose go up at the same ratio, right? If you map them. So if you eat, I don't know, a bar of candy, the insulin goes up, the sugar goes up, and they're both around the same, right? And then they come down at the same rate. What they found with these certain foods, and it was chicken, salmon, it's in the, there's a chart of it on the advanced food testing section, but what they did was the sugar was here and the insulin was here, right? So it's still damaging your insulin receptors because you've got all that insulin being produced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be easy to take out.
Yeah, but if you're doing it every 2 weeks, it's not going to make a difference. You do it twice in the whole metabolic reset.
And I guess, you know, when my mother makes her chicken soup and removes the chicken, that would still be chicken, eating chicken.
Well, no, because it's the protein that's causing that. I think it's the amino acids, a particular amino acid constituents in there. They have more branched chain amino acids, which get converted to sugar. I would say, though, the thing about animal products is make sure that they're clean. Make sure that it's organic, right? And a lot of people say, well, I don't eat animal products except when I go out. And it really should be the opposite, because you can control what you eat at home. You can buy something that's organic, but when you're out, you have no control, right? So yeah. And look, it's your mother, right? If you feel okay eating it a little bit every couple of weeks with her, you know, don't stress yourself out over it.
Yeah. She brought some to me today without the chicken. I thought it was so nice she came to visit and brought some soup.
if you just have the broth, you're getting the fat, but not the protein.
Yeah, it was just the broth.
Which is a problem if it's not organic, because pesticides, they build up in the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, but again, it's organic, every 2 weeks that you're having it and you're having a little bit. And if she brings it to you and you tell her you're not hungry now and she leaves, you can give it to your neighbors or your cats or something.
Yeah.
If you don't want to eat it, right? Okay. You're welcome. I want to make sure everybody else gets a chance.
Yes.
If you have more questions, we'll go around. I see Ellen on, and I haven't talked to Ellen in a while. I see Lynn on. Who wants to go next? Lynn, she's raising her hand. Lynn and then Ellen. Okay. Go ahead for Lynn. Unmute. We're not hearing you. There you go. Unmute.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You're on your cell phone and you're like moving it around somehow or?
I'm on my cell phone right now. For whatever reason, I can't get you on my Mac. I don't know why.
No, it's fine, but it's just try to keep it steady.
Oh. Okay.
You're like, and
oh, really? Oh.
Everybody else getting a little dizzy watching her, right?
Okay, sorry about that. So I wanted to, I haven't been online and haven't been with you guys for a while, and I really want to jump back in, you know.
Good.
I did Trisha Nelson's emotional, I've been doing that.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I really saw that so much of that was coming up for me. And I thought, you know, I need some connection in that way. And I see a lot of it, though I find that today would have been a good day to journal, but I didn't have my journal with me. So I have to make sure to carry it with me, because the problem is I can see what's triggering stuff, especially when I'm trying to eat just three meals a day. But it doesn't necessarily always, oops, low power mode, darn. Can you see me? Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't always stop me, you know, and I think, I don't know. I just have to keep trying. I don't know. It's bizarre.
You know,
and I know, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like people get into the sweet spot and they go, but it's not working and I'm not doing it right. And you berate yourself. It's like, okay, so observe is the first step, right?
Yeah.
You're watching yourself and you're going, okay, there's something emotional going on and I'm reaching for food. Now you go, okay, what can I do? Like all the tools that she tells you to go through, right?
Yeah.
That you do, and you go, okay, well, maybe I'm not doing them enough, right? Okay, I just got to do them more, right? They work when you do them, but if you only do them part of the time, then part of the time you're going to get that situation. And I know how it goes. I mean, I've got that in my background too. She's moving around. We're going
to
get
I'm trying to, I've got a low battery, so I'm trying to hook this up so I don't disconnect from you guys. Apologize.
No, that's no problem. So I would say, you know, really, Trisha, I've been with Trisha a lot and I watch her, right? She meditates the twice a day. If we're at a conference and everybody's going out for whatever, there's like a pre-party and she'll go, no, I'm going to meditate first. I'm like, but didn't you meditate this morning? Yes, but I have to do it twice a day. It's just what I need to have the balance to be able to do what I need, know is right at the dinner. I have to be nourishing. She goes out, she does the walking and the praying. And, I mean, she does all the things on a regular basis. But if you're not there yet, you're just in process, right? You're just a work in process. So you congratulate yourself for what you are doing and you don't look for something else, right? A lot of times people, you give them something to do. They're not doing it 100%. They're just doing it 40%. And they're looking for the next thing because they want to abandon that thing because it didn't work for them. Give it 100% and trust the process. Same thing with the blood sugar. People are like, but I have this and I have that. Let's trust the process. If we trust the process and you're doing all the things that you should be doing, then we'll look for the canary and the whatever, the zebra.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Some of the great things is, actually I want to connect to that talk that you had on the end of Alzheimer's. I've been reading that book and I'll tell you something. My mom, well, it's called medium cognitive impairment now. Last year it was mild cognitive impairment. She got 15 out of 30 on her test. And, so basically that's Alzheimer's, right? And, I'm so glad I started to read that book. Because I definitely don't want to put her on Aricept, you know? And that book is really incredible. Of course, the program costs like $8,000 to do. You know, I found someone in Florida, and I'm like, whoa. So
let me just interrupt here. In Florida also, Masley, get his book. Because he's laid it out and he has an online program where he takes them through. Because he and I were having this discussion. He goes, yeah, all that stuff is great. And I've referenced him a lot in my book, but his thing is unapproachable. You have to do all this, like thousands of dollars worth of tests and this and that. And he said, follow my program, right? He'll take.
Who is this?
Stephen Masley. But you know what? Start with the freaking sweet spot because it's insulin resistance of the brain. And this program will nourish. This program will take you very far and may even get to the point.
I'm not talking about me, you know. I'm talking about my mother.
I'm talking about your mother, right? Take her through the steps we're going through. Get her to get a blood glucose meter. Get her off all the foods that raise her glucose. Get her on the foundational good nutritional principles, right? All of this stuff is what works.
Yeah.
Right. And yes, his program's great. It's all expensive and you do this, but if we already know what we have to do, we don't need to run through all those tests. Yeah. If it doesn't work, it gets to the point where you go back and do the tests. If there's fine tuning, like he has the 36 holes in the roof he talks about, there's 36.
Right.
And you can't just say, I'm going to fix one of them. But he said, you also don't have to fix all 36. You know, you're working on them. And there's this point that shifts and you don't have to get to all of them. So if, you know, she's got a buildup of some chemical that's being coming out from the fumes in her paint, maybe that's not a big critical one, but maybe it is. Maybe she does all the rest of it and that's the piece. And you do that test and you go, oh, she's got a buildup of this, whatever chemical, and you get her out of that environment and boom, it changes. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying that there's some simple things you could do. That would imply that his program, like doing what he says to do, is out of the reach of the normal average person. And it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Is what I
now,
Nasli teaches, and she may respect him more, like because he's an MD and he's, you know, written a book that was, you know, on the
yeah.
list, whatever.
How do you spell Stephen Masley?
Masley, just like it sounds.
Okay. I put the link in the chat, Lynn.
Oh, good.
Okay, cool. And who is this guy, Stephen Masley?
He's a good friend of mine. He's an MD from Florida, the Better Brain Solution. He's also a holistic, you know, a whole foods chef. So he teaches people how to make food. He's not vegetarian or vegan, but he advocates a high plant-based diet. And so it might be, you know, the average person is going to resonate with that. But yeah, and he gives all the science, but he simplifies it down from Bredesen's book. Because your mom's not going to read Bredesen's book.
No. No. She's not. But I'm just saying, I mean, maybe it's someone we could also, I mean, I want to see someone in Florida.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, at first I thought,
he personally doesn't, he's too busy and it would cost a lot to see him one-on-one, but he has a program, right? He has a 6-week program or whatever that takes people through step-by-step.
Okay. I'll look at, that's fantastic. Well, you know, one thing that I have been doing, which is really amazing, is I've been taking my mom to the gym and I've been going with her because she's not able to drive right now. She had cataract surgery, blah, blah, blah. And we've been going, 2 hours a week, 3 times a week and doing this exercise class. Then we lift weights and she really enjoys lifting the weights. Then I stretch her a little and give her a tiny massage. And I'll tell you, it's amazing the difference, you know? Yeah. So, and I'm really trying to keep her off gluten and I'm trying to, you know,
but the trying is where you fall down. These people have to be educated that trying is not good enough at that point. I mean, it's a good transition, but in order to get the full results, it's full. But what I want to do today though, Lynn, is focus on you.
And yeah.
Go to L, cause it's not about your mother. It's about you.
Yeah. I guess some of the things, I mean, I've been doing, a lot of good things I've been doing. I've been connecting with 2 friends on WhatsApp and getting support, and my sleep and my exercise are good. It's just, you know, my food is still a real struggle. And boy, when I got off last summer, boy, my God, I'll never do that again. Cause it was really hard for me to get back on track because I went so off, you know, I mean, I can't believe it's been taking me months.
Yeah.
But I did drop the weight that I gained. And I'm doing quite well, but you know, I'm not sticking to the program, as I should, but so I'm hoping, let me try again, you know,
pick one thing, work on the one thing, get it mastered. Then pick another thing and work on that. What's one thing that you can easily accomplish? What's one food that you've added back that you don't think is serving you that you can find substitutions for? Cause you tend to be an all or nothing kind of girl. Okay. And if you can't do it all, then you just say, screw it. Let me go do whatever I want to do. And so if you just give yourself one thing, just one thing. Work on it for a week or two before you start giving yourself all these demands. You try to fill all your free time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to work out for 4 hours and then I'm going to dance for 3 hours. And then I'm going to, and I'm like, I'm tired just listening to you. Right?
Yeah.
Just pick one thing.
Yeah. And I feel like I've been better with that. You know, like I believe so. I mean, I'm making sure I'm definitely getting my sleep, you know, I'm definitely not overloading. When I get tired, I've been really good with that in the last year, you know? Mm-hmm. But I want to ask you some questions as far as, so we go to Unstoppable Health Community now.
Yeah. It's our new website. It's not, most of your stuff should be there. And if you can't find something there, tell us and then go to the other site. Cause the other site hasn't gone away yet. We have an official.
Okay, because when I go to Vibrant Living members and I put in my stuff and I don't get my ERC stuff. I just get three things. It's interesting.
On Vibrant Living members or on ERC?
Yeah.
On. Okay, Lynn's writing it down. We'll look into it.
Yeah, and I mean, I've called the help desk for that, but they said it would take 2 days. But then I figured out that when I was trying to get on the call today that I was able to go to Unstoppable Health. So I'm guessing right now for me to start the program, I could just go to Unstoppable Health, right?
Well, that's where it's only, the sweet spot's only on Unstoppable Health. So that was the first program we moved over officially. All your ERC stuff is there, but sweet spot, we're not doing it on, you know, none of your call reminders, none of that will be on Vibrant Living members. It's all on Unstoppable Health.
So do we go to Vibrant Living members for anything anymore?
Only if you can't find it on you shouldn't have to. You guys shouldn't have to.
Okay. So, but I should be able to still have access to that, you're saying?
Yeah, it's still open and we haven't officially done the transition.
Okay. Okay. So I, for whatever reason, can't get access.
Okay. Lynn will take it down and we'll look into it.
So I couldn't get access either. So today I ended up resetting my password to a different password, and then I was able to get on.
So something happened in the transition where the passwords didn't get. So do that. Try that, Lynn. Anybody else now, having any trouble? Reset.
Well, I know that my password was actually changed. And then, you know, it was one of these FK83 whatever password that they gave me. So I used that, but then I changed it back to my original, and it still gave me the same page of three things. But anyway,
it's not my job.
No. I just
job it is. Ask me about brain chemistry. Ask me about sugar. I could fix those things, but don't get me distracted because I'll end up trying to.
Pick a totally new
password.
Yeah.
I was able to open things in other programs.
In Vibrant Living Member or on the new one?
The new website.
On the new one? Okay, good. Yeah, you should be able to because we told them to make sure all the ERC people had access to everything.
So, Lynn, I don't know what you think you changed it to, but it's still that FKBEIOZ8.
Okay, really?
Yeah, so maybe it didn't go through.
Because that's how I got in, and I see you have everything. And that's on the Vital. I haven't even looked at the...
Yeah, on Vibrant Living members, if you type in the wrong password and you just get in, there's some things that everybody sees, whether they're a member or not. And that, yeah. So go ahead and just change your password. If you're still having trouble, reach out.
I'll send you the password in your Skype Skype, Lynn.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go on something else because I've done what you've said, but let's just go on. If I have any problems, I'll just Skype you, Lynn. And the indoor infrared sauna, Dr. Rita Marie, is it the one that you could just wrap, you just have your head sticking out?
The portable one.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I have one of those. I use it. It's much less expensive than the big ones. It's probably not as good. There's probably some downsides, but it's also, you know, less than $1,000 compared to $3,000 or $5,000 or $6,000. And space-wise, if I had room for it, boy, I would have bought one of those years ago. I don't have room in my house for the big, you know, wood ones. So that one is portable. It can fold down. You can put it in a little carry case, carry it over if you wanted to, like, let's give mom a sauna treatment. Carry it over.
Right.
Momentum 98.
And it's called Durham?
No, Momentum 98.
Oh, I'm sorry. Momentum?
Momentum.
Mm-hmm. 98.
98. Okay, I'll look on Amazon or something. With legumes, I'm going to try legumes and see how. Usually I know that they increase my blood sugar. But I could also try sprouting them, right, Dr. Rita Marie? I could sprout legumes and quinoa. And then cook them and then see how it affects me.
But have them with a ton of greens.
Okay.
That's the trick. People will say, I just had a bowl of beans and rice and it made my blood sugar go up. What did you have with it? Well, just beans and rice. Isn't that a complete meal? No. Where was the broccoli, the cauliflower, the green?
Right.
Right? So 75-25. 75% of the volume, not the calories, but 75% of the plate should be the vegetables. 25 should be the other. If that still causes you a problem, then you decrease it down to what you can do. You work on doing the 30-day metabolic reset, and then likely it'll go up.
Yeah, you said something today in the call that I really liked, that you were saying, like, let's say someone had a smoothie of spinach and blueberries, and they found that their blood sugar was going up, then decrease the amount of blueberries. I actually didn't think of that. I thought, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Or take them out completely, check the blood sugar, and go, okay, now it's good. Now you just put in small amount. Okay, next time a little bit more. You come to your little threshold, your sweet spot, right? What's my sweet spot? You may be able to take two handfuls of blueberries. I can only take half a handful.
Right. Okay, one last question. Sure. The castor oil packs, you know, I haven't tried that. And is there anywhere online that discusses it, how to do it?
Yeah, and we have it in the Green Cleanse section of there? Just look up castor oil pack. I think we might have it in there. But look it up, and there's plenty of good instructions. Now, if you can get the flannel, the organic flannel cotton, and you do three thick, and you soak them, and you put it on. There's also a way to do it with a disposable. That's what Jane recommends in her program, is a disposable. It's like plastic coated on the outside. It's like a hospital sheet, and then it's got the cotton on the inside. That's a way to do it, too, so you just throw it away. You don't have to deal with washing it. Like, find the way that you're going to do. What's the ideal way? Well, organic cotton flannel that you cut to the perfect shape, and then you saturate it with the stuff, and then you put the plastic. Yeah, that's ideal. But if you're not going to do it, second best is get one of those. I did it myself. I bought a bunch of those sheets because I knew I wasn't going to do all that. I do it, and then I'm going, what am I going to do with these?
Yeah, castor oil is nasty stuff.
Nasty.
It's yummy. Yeah. And yeah, you want to definitely want to use it.
Yeah, so get a disposable thing on Amazon, these little hospital bed things. And
those are like what you put down for dogs peeing or something like that. Or yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about. And then you just put the castor oil, you put it on, and then you put plastic?
Then you wrap it around. You know, you don't need it if you're using that. It's all in one thing. You just put it around you.
You're going to need some towels and stuff. You don't want to soak your mattress. You know?
Okay.
They're called chucks.
Chucks.
They're what?
Chucks.
They're called chucks.
I use the big towel down that I don't care about. I lay on the bed. Usually they don't leak, but if it does, it's a little bit. But if you wrap it tight around you, and then you lay down, and you put on a pair of old sweats so that it holds it in place, you're good.
And then you put a heating pack on it?
Heating pack is good, yep.
And then this is just good for cleansing your liver, is it?
Well, it's good for liver. It's good for women with menstrual period problems, menstrual cramps. It works well. It works well for gut stuff. Anything else you were going to say, Jay?
Also for constipation.
Constipation,
put your heating pad in a Ziploc so you don't mess it up.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Dr. Rita Marie.
Yes.
That's great for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Ellen. Howdy.
Hi. I just had a couple of tests done, and I got the results for two of them so far. The homocysteine, which is one that you recommended.
Yes.
And then I also did a histamine test. And the homocysteine came out high.
Okay, like what high? What, do you remember the number?
I don't, but I do have the document right here. Let me just pull it up. Take a look. 11.7.
Yeah, that's high.
And I'm not really sure what that means. I mean, I don't have much knowledge.
Well, homocysteine is a metabolic waste product, intermediate product in the body. And if you don't have enough vitamin B12, B6, or folate, or all three, your body can't process the homocysteine and turn it into S-adenosyl methionine and then SAMe. Well, yes, SAMe is S-adenosyl methionine and then S-adenosyl methionine. So it impacts your methylation. So it impacts your body's ability to repair your DNA when the homocysteine's high. In addition, it's toxic to your brain, your nerve cells, and your blood vessel linings. So we want to get that down. The good news is it can come down rather quickly with a good combination supplementation. Have you done any genetic testing?
I haven't yet, no.
Yeah, the genetic testing would say whether you have that tendency and which ones. Now, you want to address it, but my concern would be if you have a tendency towards anxiety or hypervigilance or anything like that, and you take too much methylated B, it can push that over the edge. So I would recommend that you start with separate nutrients. Like there's Homocyst X, which has all of it together, but I'd recommend that you start with these nutrients separately so you can titrate the amount to what your body needs. So write down this. From Seeking Health has liposomal B12. They have liposomal folate. And then you can get either liquid or capsule. I know some people prefer liquids of a B6 in the form of pyridoxal 5-phosphate. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
I don't have it in my place.
It's
only comes in a capsule.
P5P.
P5P, right.
Okay, all right, got it written down.
Okay. And then you can, you know, start with small amounts and then work your way up with it. But if you know, just pay attention. Do I feel agitated, irritated more quickly, more like OCD-like symptoms, like, oh, got to wash that before I put it away. Oh, you know, anxious. Right? Then you want to back off a little bit.
Okay, so I should stop taking the B complex and
So you're taking a B complex
and B1.
B1 is fine. You can keep taking B1.
Okay, and a B6 complex I'm taking.
Okay, so you probably don't need the B6. Okay, so you're taking the B6 complex. Do you notice in starting to take the Bs that you had any sort of problem with anxiety or anything like that? Headaches, anxiety?
No, well, I've had a lot of stress, but I don't know if stress and anxiety are having the same. Well, they're similar, but.
Different. I mean, if you have stress and you have a stressful situation and you're getting, that's different than anxiety for no apparent reason.
Yeah. Right? But my stress, I think, is maybe related to past trauma that I haven't identified. Mm-hmm. It seems to keep showing up.
Keeps showing up. And it comes up randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that might be good to look into, find somebody you can work with. Jane, who's was one of our coaches last year, is very good at that kind of stuff. Excellent. So is Kimberly, who's one of our coaches in the program. They are excellent at that kind of work, like really uncovering it. Kimberly has been trained in trauma release therapy. But I would say if you're already taking a B complex, look to see what's in it. So you wouldn't have to take the extra B6 if you're taking B6 already. So scan that one, cross that one off. And then for the B12 and the folate, I would look at getting what I said, the liposomal, and just start with a drop or two of each, and then a drop or two of each, a drop or two of each. You should be able to get up to. The fact that you had this high homocysteine says to me that you don't have enough of those. Probably have enough of the B6. The B6 is less involved, and usually if you just take a B6 complex, which probably has about 25 milligrams in it, you'd be fine. So I'd just go with the B12 and the folate and try to get that down. Okay, the problem with the high homocysteine, in addition to all the blood vessel stuff, it also damages the thyroid receptors. So you can see somebody, remember we said to you, oh my God, you have such perfect thyroid numbers? You go, well, why do I feel tired? It's because the homocysteine can be damaging the thyroid receptors, and as good as your numbers are, your cells aren't seeing it because they're resistant, right? So this might explain why do you people keep telling me I have such good thyroid numbers? I don't feel like I have good thyroid, right? That was your reaction.
I had Hashimoto's for a long time. I could have sworn that I did, and the tests were wrong.
The tests were fine, but the numbers, I'm like, Ellen, these numbers are better than anybody I've seen in a long time, right? So I don't think it's a thyroid issue, but it's a receptor. I always assume it's a receptor issue. So the homocysteine will damage the receptors. So get the B12, start, and the folate, and just start increasing them gradually. The bottle will say take a whole dropper full, or 40 drops or something, but that's a huge dose. And I don't want you to do that. I just want you to build it up gradually.
Okay.
And go about 3 months and you should see an increase in your homocysteine or decrease in your homocysteine.
Okay. And those are all available on Seeking Help?
Seeking Help. Yeah.
Is that Ben Lynch's?
Ben Lynch. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And I did put the links in the chat. I did also want to say if somebody has their line open and they're running water, if you could mute yourself.
Let me see who that's there. Ellen is open. I'll just mute everybody that's not. Rich just came on. Hi, Rich. I'm going to mute you. I don't hear. Sandra has her. I'm looking to see who I might not have muted. Okay, that was it. Is that better? Wait, Jay? No, it's quiet, so it mustn't be Jay. One of you guys had it, Sandra or Rich. Oh, well. No? All right. So does that help? Because that may explain a lot.
Yeah. I have a couple other questions on the tests. I haven't done the BioHealth, the adrenal yet, or the doctor's data, the comprehensive stool analysis. So those still I have to do. And the histamine, it just showed within the range. It didn't show any high or low. So I assume I don't have a histamine.
That's right. That's good. That's good to know, too. It's good to rule out. Right.
Yeah, it's interesting that you were just talking about Dr. Stephen Nathley, because I signed up for his program, the Better Brain Solution, that he's offering online. And I just did a series of cognitive tests that he includes in that program.
Oh, nice.
And my scores came back so low. I was freaked out because I've been experiencing a lot of brain fog and some memory issues. And my test came back like low average and very low. I mean, just really bad. And I'm not quite sure what to do about that now, but.
Okay. What you do about it is either follow what he's saying to do in his program, which is very similar. We are very much on the same wavelength as what we do in Sweet Spot. So you got two options here and okay, they're both probably going to give you almost the same process and results.
I signed up to reactivate the Sweet Spot. So, I'm still in his program as well, so I don't know. I just
pick one.
Okay.
If you're almost at the end of his, finish it and then keep going with the Sweet Spot. But you're gonna find that you're not like, this one told me to do this and this one told me to do that, and they're complete opposite ends of the spectrum. This one said I should drink milkshakes every day, and this one said I should avoid dairy and sugar. No, we're very similar. The only difference is really he'll include like some animal products, salmon or other things, which I just don't do. I say it's okay if you're gonna do it.
Yeah, I don't.
So
I haven't really been following his meal suggestions.
Then follow Sweet Spot meal suggestions.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
All right. Okay. A few drops, and I shouldn't increase the dosage for a few months. I should go for 3 months
Start with a dose as long. Start with a dose with the first day, as long as you don't feel more anxious. Maybe do that a day or two, and then keep increasing it up till, I would say for B12, maybe an extra 1,000 to 1,500 micrograms.
And okay. Then, I can't remember the number, but it's like 1,667% of the RDA.
Yeah, that's typical because the RDA is really tiny.
It's like, okay, you know, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But whatever, see, here's the thing, the difference between RDA or a recommendation and what's actually going on in your body. Your body's saying, hey, we don't have enough of these, and the homocysteine's building up.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't just take one drop and expect it to get better in 3 months, right? Keep increasing it.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Who else? We have Jay. Okay, we still have Jay and Donna, and then Rich came on. So, Jay.
So I had a carotid ultrasound done, and they came back with good results. Basically, they said less than 50% stenosis, and I don't know how these tests come back, but they said doctor wants to see you in 6 weeks. So they viewed it as being within range. So that's, you know, that was possible.
50% or 15%?
So 50.
Less, I wonder
less than 50%. So
Oh, it just doesn't. It's like one of those less than 10, and you don't know if it's 5 or.
Yeah, it was kind of like, well, and I tried to talk to Dr. Grimston about it some, but didn't really get much clarity on it. I don't know whether, when I Googled online, it seemed like that was a threshold test for whether they were going to put a stent in or not.
Mm.
If you have more than 50%, then you're a stent candidate.
Or if you're less, that seems like
if you have less, then you're not. So it's kind of like that. That's
not a very specific test.
Not a very specific test. And when I talked to her, she said, "Well, you know, imagine the vision of the ultrasound and whatnot. It's not very clear."
Yeah, it's true. It's a tiny area. It's not like looking.
Oh, anyway, so
your belly.
That's my report on that. They did one in the heart too, and said that was within range. So I don't know what that means either.
Have you done that one that? Joel Kahn talked about.
I asked him about that, and he said, "Well, there wasn't any point in exposing me to the radiation because anybody that's my age is going to have a buildup, and there isn't anything that he'd do any differently anyway, even if I had it."
So here's the thing, though: the one that Joel said was not radiation. That's the typical one that they do. The one that he recommended did not involve radiation or any kind of contrast medium. So I don't remember. I don't have it written down in front of me.
Yeah,
but it was an $85 test. It was CA something or other. I don't remember. Lynn will probably find it real quickly.
I think I need to find another doctor, but anyway.
Well, here's the thing with doctors. They're good for diagnostic stuff usually, but you don't really want to follow their advice generally because.
So in my blood pressure, it's not spiking anymore high, but I mean, it'll go up to like 140 over 80, I guess.
140 over, I'm not worried about.
I'm not worried about
I'm
that.
I'm worried about the system.
More lately now, it'll be dropping. You know, it doesn't take much. I'll go get on the stepper, do 15 minutes on that. I can drop it down to 80 over 50.
But you're on medication, right?
Yeah.
So you need to talk to them about dropping the medication because that's not good. You should be able to exercise and not worry about passing out because your blood pressure goes too low.
So anyway, that's the story on that. And
I bet they could taper you off that. I bet they could go, okay, take half of it for a little bit, then take another half, and then just make sure you're maintaining in the right range.
Yeah, I'm keeping track of it here so I can see how consistent, it's pretty consistent actually.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting some advanced lipid testing done. The doctor didn't say anything about doing any testing. This is just me talking to Lisa actually. So, the Quest has a cardio IQ panel. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. It's on sale right now. Tomorrow's the last day for February. It's $109, which is really cheap.
I get it.
It looks like it does. It may even cover more than Alan Hopkins. Forgot the name of his.
No, that's a good one. There's a number of labs that do it. We did a really good talk in our NEPT program. In that module, and we covered a whole section on that test. How do you analyze that test? What do they really mean? And those are good tests to do. I would definitely do it. And that does that include the APO little e?
APO, yeah, APO A and APO B.
Little A, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to have.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
And I thought I guess I might as well get my glucose tested again at the same time.
Did you ever get the insulin done in the postprandial and the regular?
No, I didn't do that.
I'd get the insulin too. Right. I wouldn't bother with the glucose. You have your meter. I would go.
Yeah, except that I could use it to check my meter.
You could. Yeah. This is something if ever you're going in for your labs, is take your meter in and right before they take it, you take it.
That's what I was going to do.
Do it before they take it because them taking it, you know, venipuncture, it may cause a stress response and cause it to go up.
Okay. So that's it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, I would talk to your doc about that medication dose. You know, just, you know, what will happen if I cut it in half? Can I cut it in half and just monitor really carefully for the next few days because I'm concerned about going down to 80 over 50. And what if I'm outside? And what if I'm running? What if I have to run across the street? What if a tiger really is chasing me and I have to run?
Oh, yes. It's driving.
And driving is a concern, right? If you get
stressed. One morning, I can tell when it's low because I kind of see sunspots.
Oh, you got to talk to your doctor. Please promise me you'll talk to your doctor.
Yeah, and I decided, you know, I'm not driving right now. I'm going to sit down here for a bit and see.
Yeah, totally. I would get that done. Because it's not like you're over-exercising. It's not like you're stressing
out. No, I mean, you know, that's 15 minutes, 30 minutes maybe.
I'd talk to him. Okay, you're going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, I don't want to see you passing out. That wouldn't be fun.
No.
So we have Donna. Howdy, howdy. What's up?
Lots of different things. So I was finally able to go on somewhat of a vacation.
Hey.
Get away from all the stress. Unfortunately, I got called back because my son was crying, and so I had to come back home early. So that didn't work out so great. So the stress was still there. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get away from it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's I know, and it's hard. And the only thing that can change that you have control over is your response to it.
Yeah, he just keeps getting worse and worse, and it's just, you know, from the moment he walks in, it's just unreal.
Does he go to school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he does.
Okay. And you never know, you know, is he going to have a good day? Is he going to have a bad day?
And you can't get support from your husband on changing his diet. You can't get support from him on changing his diet. Mm-mm. So it's challenging. Yeah.
I finally got a little kickstart to start this business that I wanted to do for quite some time. So that's exciting because, you know.
Very exciting.
Without having, you know, any kind of purpose other than just being a mom.
I think that's great. I mean, because that's what we all need, something that keeps us going and something you can just like throw yourself into.
Yeah.
When the other stuff isn't working well.
Yeah.
That's great. And that's a home business where you're going to do something at home.
Yeah.
Yay. Congratulations. Yeah. And how are you doing with the food? Are you finding anything you like?
Well, I had my sessions with Karen.
Yeah.
And that was kind of frustrating.
Why is that?
Well, you know, we made some creamy sauce and some creamy cheese sauce and... I don't eat that kind of food. Mm. But we were finally able to make the red sauce, but, you know, I'm still waiting to find the SIV food.
Yeah, you know, it might have been because it's really the sauce. It was really the noodles that you liked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've tried all the different kinds of squashes and whatnot. Yeah. Who knows what it was that day? Maybe they froze them first. I wonder if they froze them first. I mean, there's something that happened that was different. It might have been a different batch, wherever they bought it from the farm. Who knows?
Well, because she said that they were supposed to do spaghetti squash, but then they did the yellow squash or something. Okay. But and that's what we did in our little thingy. Yeah. But that was white. It wasn't orange. And it's just, I just don't think anybody ever, you know, is going to be able to find out what that orange noodle was.
It was. So the noodle itself was orange?
Yeah.
It sounds like spaghetti squash. Did you try
spaghetti squash? It was almost like it was flat, like a fettuccine noodle.
Well, maybe it was the way they cut it. Do you have a spiral? What kind of spiralizer do you have?
I have one that does a lot of different things.
Does it do a flat? Did you try it that way?
But it still wasn't orange. It didn't make it turn orange.
Unless it was orange because it had the sauce soaked into it.
No.
Put some turmeric in.
Turmeric will make it. Maybe that's what they did. Maybe they put turmeric in there.
I don't know, because that's a strong spice, and for me, I would have been like, wow.
What was it orange all the way through, or was it was? Yeah, that it sounds was. Like spaghetti squash.
Yeah. I don't know, but I bought
mystery squash.
So I'm going to try that again. And
did you cook it after you did it? Because they probably lightly heated it.
Mm-hmm.
And you tried that?
We steamed that yellow squash that we did. And it was edible. But it's just like, come on. It's like been almost a year and I still can't find the one dish I want. You know? I don't eat a lot of different foods. I just want a couple so I have something to eat.
Right. Have you tried any of the other noodle things? Like we talked about the konjac noodles or the, what was the other ones I mentioned to you? Oh, I'm trying to remember what I mentioned to you. There was another one. I think the bean thread noodles might be too starchy.
I'll look into that again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it's just really frustrating. So then, like Steph said, maybe we should just try a paleo type thing. But there's just so many things that I have to keep out of my diet because, you know, I still get that horrible heartburn stuff.
Right.
And too, like if I eat, you know, anything other than chicken breast, basically, then, you know, the greasiness just, ugh.
Mm-hmm. So what have you been eating lately?
Not much.
You still doing your smoothie?
The chocolate? Oh, yeah, but that's for breakfast.
Yeah.
But I don't do the acai berry smoothie anymore. That's what I was doing for the dinners for, you know, a good part of a year. But I started eating too much of the gluten-free granola in it. And so that was really giving me something in it was really giving me heartburn.
Heartburn. Have you tried any of the, there's gluten-free granolas that are not made with grain and are not made with oat. Somebody told me about one recently and she had some and it looked really good. It was it had different nuts and seeds in it. And it was very.
And
she purchased it. She purchased it on Amazon. I'm going to look in my notes. I took it. I know I wrote it down in either my, let me see if I put it in my little note thing. Cause I'm like, oh, what is that? She offered it to me and I said, oh, I don't eat. Whoops. Oh, she offered it to me and I said, well, I don't eat grains. So she goes, oh no, this is a paleo granola. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and it had, I don't know, chia and sometimes I don't remember exactly what it had, but it had, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll give this a try. And I wrote it down. So let me see if I wrote it in my notes thing.
And while I was on vacation, like, you know, I had brought my sister with me. And we made a soup that had wild rice because I have figured out I can't eat white or brown rice because that just gives me horrible heartburn as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I keep finding all these things that just keep making me feel horrible and I'm not finding the things that aren't making me feel horrible.
So have you been doing the slippery elm,
I tried. I really did. It was so gross. I couldn't even like down it. I couldn't blah, in my mouth. You know, that texture issue.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do it.
And what about the DGL, licorice lozenge?
It doesn't do anything.
Right. But here's what you said that before, right? You said it doesn't do anything for the acute. But what I asked you to do is do it 3-4 times a day to heal the lining. Because what it does is it heals the esophagus.
And I thought it was just a slippery elm that healed.
No. Both of them. Either of them.
Oh.
I like to combine them because usually what people put powdered DGL inside the slippery elm, they palate it. Was it too thick or was it just, you know?
Yeah, and I even added more water.
I would get the DGL. And
the powder,
if you can tolerate, if you like the taste, if you like licorice taste, if you hate licorice taste, then, cause it's in your esophagus. You need powder or you need, a lozenge, but you need to do it regularly. You need to do it regularly, 3 to 4 times a day for at least 2 weeks. They took two groups of people, one they gave Prilosec and one they gave the DGL. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, the Prilosec people felt much better because it was much more potent at keeping the acid down and it less. But after 2 weeks, it started to cross over. And then at 4 weeks, the DGL people, much better because it was healing. It takes a while to heal the mucous membranes.
So like if I got some lozenges and just like a few times a day, just sucked on the lozenge, whether I was eating something bad or not.
Oh, yeah. Not, this is not for just being eating something bad. You can just do it 3-4 times a day to heal the esophageal lining.
Okay.
Okay, because you got to heal the lining. That's the problem. That's the problem with the standard take the antacid. It's not healing the lining.
Well, right? It's making many other things worse.
And making many other things worse. Exactly. You know that. Yeah, so I would go with that.
Okay.
And the lozenges are easy. You don't have to deal with, you know, how do you make it taste palatable or texture issues. Just suck on the lozenges 3-4 times a day. Every day. But you got to keep it up.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, with the soup that I made with the wild rice, because somebody told me that's in the rhubarb family.
Yeah, the wild rice is actually not in the same family as the regular brown or white.
Yeah. And so, like, and I'm sorry, my memory is really bad. But somebody mentioned like the pink or red rice and black rice.
Yeah, I don't know if they're in the same family or they're more like there's the Thai red rice, and then there's the black, I think they call it forbidden rice, the black rice. It's worth trying. Just buy it in bulk, a small amount, give it a try. But make sure it doesn't shoot your sugar up. Make sure you have it with, you know, smoothie or soup or veggies, salad, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Because if you just starch by itself without the greens, then it's more likely to raise your sugar levels.
Well, I definitely wouldn't be able to eat any kind of rice or something plain. It's definitely be combined into something. But one thing that I wanted to kind of ask about is, or say or whatever, is I've been really realizing, and I don't know if it's, you know, because of what I'm eating or what exactly is making this happen, but from my concussions, my memory is so bad now that I can't even remember things that I have learned. So it's like I've basically gotten to a point where I can't remember any of the things I've learned, so I don't know what to do anymore, even as much as I don't even know how to get to the website. I don't know how. My brain totally is not working. Okay. And so it's really, really frustrating. And so I've been eating a lot of ice cream.
Okay, yeah. So it very much relates to that because you're creating damage to your
circle.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. Because you were off the ice cream. You'd gotten off.
I was doing really well. And then, you know, after, you know, when I was with Allison near that end of that time, and I had been doing really well. I lost like 23 pounds. I wasn't eating any bad food. I had even stayed off sugar for a few weeks. And and it's like I'm so lost because I don't even know what to do. So obviously I don't do much.
Okay. When you say you don't know what to do in terms of what to eat or in terms of what?
Any of it. I don't know what to eat. I don't know how to even get to the website to, you know, where I should start.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Lynn reach out to you and just sit down with you and do a screen share and just take you through the website. and make a video of it. So if you get lost, you can go back and watch the video. It's a new site. So, you know,
yeah. I looked at it and I was just like, bah.
Yeah. I'll have Lynn reach out to you and walk you through it.
Okay? Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do you think, you know, I'm at a point where I'm kind of lost. So do you think doing the sweet spot for me would be something I could do to like follow a program? Like, it's like, I'm so lost. I need to start somewhere.
I think it'd be a great idea because it's organized and you just start with one thing after another. Do we have any, do schedule call your quarterlies? Any of your quarter? I know I saw a bunch of them on the calendar, but I don't know if I saw any coming up soon. Because we could go through and we can look at your supplements and we can look at, because I want to work on that brain, the memory thing. I told Lynn, I just told you weren't there, but I told Donna that I'd have you reach out to her to take her through a tour of the website because she's like kind of lost.
No, I've been here the whole time. Oh. I just shut my screen off.
Okay, good. I can't tell because, you know, all I see is the people that have the screen on. So are there other people on here? Oh yeah, Annette was on there. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be good. I'll look at my calendar and see what, because I think I saw you, like, you must have done all of them at the same time. So you have three more, or four more, whatever it is, calls. And did you get the labs done? You were going to get the Dutch test done.
I have the Dutch test sitting on my desk.
Okay.
So here's another issue that I have. So last time, when my first ERC last year, and I did the blood work and everything, and I'm like extremely deathly afraid of needles to begin with. So I went and had the test done, and she did the one arm, and it started like my entire arm was like the shooting pain. So she had to take it out, and she had to do the other arm.
Oh, geez.
So every time I think about doing it, and it's not far away, I think about that and the anxiety goes through the roof. I'm getting anxiety just thinking about it.
Well, first of all, the Dutch test isn't a blood test.
Oh, no.
You want to do the blood and the Dutch at the same time. So I'm wondering what Lynn thinks of this. Lynn has a lot of good skills in that area. If she could help you to just, you know, let go of some of that anxiety through, you know, whatever, a guided meditation or a guided whatever she does with those, with that mind body stuff. That I don't know how.
Yeah,
to.
I'm just, every time I think about it, because I mean, really, every time I think about, you know, yeah, I could just go to the computer, I could, you know, click the one that, you know, we had talked about, because I wrote it down, and, you know, it's like 15 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
But to actually do it, I'm freaking. And I know I need to get it done. Like when I was on the call with Sequoia, she said that I need to get my vitamin D done like right away.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's have Lynn reach out and see what she could do to help with some of that. And
I do have some recorded meditations done with my personal group, and so I'll look at that, and I can send you one of them, and you can just try it out and see if it's anything that resonates with you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Maybe Laura can help me pick one out.
Yeah. The fear of needles.
Yeah. I don't have one exactly for that, but.
I mean, it's this bad. Like when my son was growing up and he needed to get one of those shots, I could not be in the room. Mm-hmm. I mean, even to the point where I went into the lab with him because he was just going to get the blood count, just poking his finger, and I turned white as a ghost, and I had to leave.
So I suppose you haven't tested your own blood sugar then?
Oh, no, I can do that. No problem.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there definitely can be help there. Yeah. Because it's not a universal, the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. There's something.
I mean, it took a while for me to, you know,
get there.
That's actually the first program I did with you was the Before Be Gone. And so that's how I learned that, you know, we had the issue with the gluten.
Mm, right.
You know, so.
So but, I'm also going to say one thing, right? You try to get off the ice cream, the gluten, there's all this stuff. Can we pick one thing that you're going to work on? One food thing that you're going to work on and just work on that.
I have to get off the ice cream.
Okay. Okay. So what do you think it's going to, what did you do before that was successful in getting off the ice cream?
Can I say something?
Sure.
So instead of saying I'm going to stop ice cream, what if you say I'm going to drink an extra glass of water or, because
that doesn't instead, do
well, you can choose. I just threw that out. But rather than saying I'm going to stop something, which is a limiting thing, what happens if you say I'm going to do this for me?
Yeah, but if she's trying to get off the ice cream?
No, I'm not saying she shouldn't. But if she gets off the ice cream, she leaves space for something to fill it up. So what are you going to fill that space up with?
Well, but
the and only, it doesn't have to be food either.
The only thing that I have, like, that worked for me before, because I have definitely learned that I am an all or nothing kind of thing. So when, I mean, so much as like any candy that I did have, I locked it up like in a container that you can set a time and it won't open until, you know, a certain number of days later or whatever.
Do they have the freezer version of that?
Hmm?
Do they have the freezer version of that?
I don't. But the problem is I keep going to the store and getting more.
Oh.
And so I have to, for me, for it to work, I have to just stop completely. I can't do a little. I can't do gradual. I have to just do none. And
yeah, I think Lynn's point is, what can you do when that urge to have it comes up, right? It's really looking at what's the meaning behind that urge. Like, why do you need right now? Maybe your son just had a tantrum and you're just needing some comfort. What can you do instead and fill that hole? Can you go take a nice hot bath with lavender? No. Can you go get a massage?
No. See, that's the thing. It's like,
you just have to white knuckle it.
I do. And so the white knuckle becomes, if, you know, so I'm not blowing up and, you know, I'm trying to stay calm. And, but then it's like inside me, I'm just like, you know, but I'm trying to stay calm and eating ice cream soothes me.
Right. It's a soothing. You need soothing right then. And what other things soothe you? Like, it's a matter of writing down, like, what other things soothe you? What other things do you find soothing?
Well, nothing in this house.
Can you get out and go for a walk? Is there?
No, I can't leave them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The stress is doing me in. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're trying to explain that to anybody. You know, they're just like, I'm a nag. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, if you can white knuckle it, what happens is, you see, it feeds, right? Mm-hmm. So the ice cream and the sugar is, yeah.
And I know what it's doing to me.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I don't know what to replace it with, because anything else still makes me feel like, whatever that word is.
Deprived.
Yeah. So, you know, I've kind of learned through this process that I just have to, you know, grin and bear it and just not have any.
That's kind of what alcoholics go through when they're going.
Yeah,
smokers go through, and coffee addicts have to white knuckle it. And you know, having somebody to support you, like somebody you can reach out and call and talk to at the time, and say, "Hey, I'm really wanting ice cream."
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't. So,
there are people in this program, is there anybody here that would be willing to be an accountability for Donna? Like, you know, write on Facebook a message or something. Anybody feels like that could be helpful? It's kind of hard.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's frustrating because I know I can do it because I've done it.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing so well.
You were.
I'm feeling better about myself and even, you know, able to deal with the stress better. You know, like today, I had a migraine all day. This weather is just bananas.
Yep.
But, you know, then my son comes home and he's throwing things and it's like, you know, please give me a break here.
Okay. Well, I would say, do you do Facebook at all?
A little bit. I can't even remember to go on.
So go, if you have it, put it on your phone.
Well, it's on my.
It's on your iPhone. Pick it up and send me a message on Facebook. Just go to the PM. Just go to my page and say message. And if I'm around, it's
right, so
in the morning.
So what page do I go to?
You just have to go to Facebook and click on the private message page.
No, I mean, like, so there's a lot of different programs of Facebook.
Don't go to a particular program. Just find me and then click send me a message.
Okay.
And say, I'm about to eat ice cream. Talk me down. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, we'll see if that helps.
So just go to Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah, if just look. I don't know enough about Facebook to know how to find it. I think you just go into your Facebook and it'll be on your page. Go to the top and just type in Rita Marie. Let me see what happens if I do that. Rita Marie Oscalzo. See results for Rita Marie. Oh, this is a page thing. Why is this? See, I don't. Lynn could probably help me better. How does somebody send me a message on Facebook?
we go to Messenger.
Right, but it's under Dr. Rita Marie.
Oh, Messenger. Yeah, but there's my personal one and then there's my...
Yeah, but isn't your personal one full?
Oh, if she's not already. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm putting the link in the... If you're okay with it, I'll put the link in the...
Okay.
The chat here for her. So if you go to this link that's in there, it says facebook.com/drRitaMarie.
Yeah.
That will open up that Facebook page.
Yeah. And
you have to say you're going to be a friend, but then there's a spot there that says message.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can message me if you're not a friend. It just won't go through unless I see
right.
it and I'll say,
right.
But try it. Give it a try. You can also reach out to the ERC Facebook group. And if anybody's around, there'll be somebody that can say, hey, you don't have to do that.
You know, I'll put my Facebook, my personal Facebook one here too, because if you cannot reach Dr. Rita Marie, you can reach me and just say, hey, I need to get a hold of Dr. Rita Marie. And I'll let her know you're trying to reach her.
Okay.
Is email more convenient for you, Donna, than...
I don't, my email is, it's flaky. I have
no, I'm thinking of
me. Laura meant for herself. She emailed her.
Like, I see my emails coming in quite often these days. And it sounds like Donna is not comfortable with Facebook. Like, would email be something that you like?
Or text?
Yeah, texting.
Oh, yeah, or text. Yeah.
Texting for me is something that, you know, because I have it on my watch, so I see it. Mm. I only check my email maybe once or twice a day.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, if you like, you can send me a text, and that I see also.
Okay. So you two can figure out how you get together. I'm assuming you don't want your personal phone numbers on here so you guys can text each other. But
I don't know what you need to know for sending a text, like an email.
A phone number. You need a phone
number.
Oh,
okay. So I can. Do you see the chat, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna.
You can private. You can send a message just to Donna.
It says to everyone if you don't want everybody to have it.
Yeah, you can send it just to Donna.
There.
So.
I have been thinking of you, Donna, and I have been sending you emails in the past, but you haven't seen them, I don't think.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's getting late. I don't know if Rich had something he wanted to say or add or ask. He came on right at the last minute, but he's been on a while. But you reach out, okay? Reach out to Laura, reach out to me. Reach out to Lynn and just say, hey, I need help. I'm really feeling the strong urge for ice cream. Can you help me? Can you just talk me down?
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You can do this. You can. You've done it before. It's not like it's a new muscle to flex. No. It's just an old muscle you have to dust off the cobwebs on.
Right.
Okay? You can do this. Thank you. You're welcome.
Can you send me your number, Donna?
Yeah.
Yeah, just put it back and it'll go right back to her. All right. Rich.
Yes. I've got some results from some of the testing that was done on the Dutch test.
Okay. That would have been come on the call at the beginning and make sure I look at it because at this hour, there's no way.
Okay.
It's a long process and it's late. So come on at the beginning of the call, like, or, you know, even towards the middle, but right at the end on a Dutch test. A Dutch test literally does take me a while to do.
Okay.
It'll take about 15 minutes to give you some good answers on that.
How about the detox on the heavy metals? I noticed that of the heavy metals, my thallium was quite elevated, as well as, you know, went into the yellow range. It was headed for the pink range.
Mm.
And
have you had contrast studies done? Because that's usually where you get thallium. Although I have seen it on people and they didn't remember ever having, like, you know, the contrast kind of testing done. You know, where they shoot you with stuff, but and then they measure something.
When I had my CAT scans, I remember there was some pigment of some sort that was put into my system. I don't know if it was thallium in it.
There probably was, so that might be why it's elevated. Is anything else? Mercury, lead?
No, the cesium was high. Well, a little bit high.
Another contrast. I would say get the modified citrus pectin, pectisol.
Which I'm taking now.
Okay, you just started that, right?
Just started.
Yeah, yep. Good. So I would take that. If you have access to sauna, you know, do some saunas to tolerance. Yep. I would even do some castor oil packs on your liver. And then if you feel okay with doing enemas to get rid of all the stuff as it releases, even better. All right. I think it might be a recent phenomenon from this recent exposure versus a chronic thing.
That would be good.
Let's, you know, do it 3 to 6 months and then you can go back and test it again and see if it's
good. That sounds good. I'll do that. And then the other items, I was in the green range. It was a little bit of aluminum, arsenic, barium, and then lead.
They were in the green, but they were slightly above zero.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are so common in the environment that almost everybody has slight elevations, as long as it's not into the yellow or the red. those will just do this at the MCP, the Pectisol, and see what happens. It should, it's kind of a, it's not specific to any one metal. It just kind of drags it all out. So given those levels, aluminum's all over, you know, lead's all over. Lead's in the environment. It's in the water. It's, I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The thyroid, I'm working on part five for the balancing step by step, and I'm just moving along that gradually now.
Good.
Trying to get more of the elixirs into my system and work on that, because I'm getting a little pressure from my my medical primary doctor. He wants to start putting me on the Armour thyroid, you know, a low dosage, but I'm just holding him off. I'm saying, no, I don't want to do that, at least at this point.
So you, well, how long has it been since you started on the restorative formulations? Was that December when you started that, or January?
That was more like January.
January. Okay. I would say 3 months on that. Go back and get the testing done again.
Yep.
You know, and if it's continuing to go up, you know, it may be important to do, but let's look at it when you get it back.
Okay. And if you, if I didn't need to go on something, is it, is the Armour thyroid the, let's say the
best would be Nature Throid, because Nature it doesn't Throid? Have preservatives in it. And there's one other, WP thyroid. WP is probably the best.
Okay.
Yeah. And those don't have preservatives. I think the Armour still, you have to be careful. Sometimes it has either corn starch, corn flour, gluten, you know. So you get, it's sad because people are put on that stuff when they have thyroid conditions, and then they, the gluten is like, why are they not getting better?
Right.
So, but the stuff from Restorative, there's also a compound from, it's, what's the name? Tahoma Clinic, Jonathan Wright put together, and it actually is porcine, and maybe porcine, or they, it may actually be some, there's a company that does New Zealand sheep thyroid. And it's just pure. Now, those are supposedly don't have actual thyroid in them, but the one that Wright's Clinic anyway has been shown to have a little bit of in there, in addition to the supportive tissue that can support, that can help.
Yeah. So
that would be the, I, you know, in my, if I was, if I were you, that would be my next step. I would stick with the restorative, try to get that, do all the other things. And if it's going there,
so if I, if I stay at this nine level,
it's high. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If it doesn't go down, then we want to look at something stronger. So I would, I would just go January, February, March, end of March.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and then see where that goes, and do everything. You know, the heavy metals are super important. Leaky gut, super important. You had a really good results with Gran. Blood sugar. I don't know where you're at with the blood sugar, but that's super important as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in range in the blood sugar.
Okay. And you've been doing your, well, you did Sweet Spot last year, so you know what to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus I'm doing Sweet Spot just to fine tune it.
Okay, cool. Good. Yeah, those are good. And then we'll look at the Dutch test next time.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
All right. And have you, has Sequoia seen it, gone over it? You don't have much time on her call either, but.
I was traveling when she had a call, but she said send it to her, and I sent it to her, and she's probably looking at it maybe now.
I'll look at it too. I've been so swamped the last few days with all the Sweet Spot stuff that it's been, I mean, but I'll, you have it in your folder.
Yes. Okay. Right.
I'll have a look at it. And if there's anything that just stands right out at me, like, oh, aromatase or, oh, whatever, I'll just write to you and say, hey, this is what I'm seeing.
Okay, great.
Yeah, had you come on earlier, I would have, but I just don't think my brain is going to handle it at this hour. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's 11 for him.
It's 11 for you.
I'm going to put a link that I found about the sheep thing in here. So,
oh, good. It's usually, you know, New Zealand sheep.
It's New Zealand. Yeah, that's what I was doing. And this looked interesting. So, you can, I'll put it in your Skype too, so you can, Dr. Rita Marie, so you can take a look at it and see its value.
And this is the kind of situation when you're working on the root cause. We're looking on the, looking at the gut, the heavy metals, the blood sugar, the hormones. We'll see what goes on in the hormones. And if the thyroid isn't responding, then sometimes we need to stick a Band-Aid in there while we're working on the rest of it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Lynn.
Thanks. Yeah. The benefits of whole natural thyroid. There you go. Maybe supportive. All right, everybody. It's time. You guys are amazing. You all hung out the whole time. Was it helpful to hang out the whole time? Yeah. Okay, good. Good. All right. Well, I'm heading out of town tomorrow up to cold Washington, near Portland to do, I'm teaching. I'm actually getting to teach the insulin resistance practitioner training half day intensive at a Nutrition Therapy Association conference. And then those people come in our program. So I don't know how much I can teach in 4 hours, but I'll do my best. And then Friday, I'm doing a keynote on genetics and customized lifestyle plans. And that's to like 850 people. So, yeah, so I'll be busy.
Yeah, I guess.
You're all going to be amazed.
I hope so. I only have an hour for that one. I could talk 4 hours on that one.
They'll all have that blown hair look.
That's right. Looks
blown away.
Well, we'll have to encourage them to come to Shine because that's what our thing on Shine is the
genetics.
It's what did we call it?
I don't remember anymore.
Something related to outsmarting genetics, something like that. And it's for practitioners, but yeah. Anyway, I don't remember.
We'll see Jay there.
Yeah. Is that for 2018?
Yep, it's for 2018. We haven't put up the open public thing yet. We've been working on getting, you know, the back end done, so we don't have the sales page finished yet.
Are you doing SIV this year?
I'm not. We're taking a year off. We're going to see how it goes, and then we'll either do it again next year or we'll do something different. But what we found was it was very hard on me and the team to go and do two events because what people don't realize is like you have to start planning an event more than 6 months in advance, but we didn't have more than 6 months because we'd finish one and then we'd immediately have to go and plan the next. And we wouldn't do enough of our, you know, our outreach and all the stuff to fill them as much as we wanted to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we're just going to try it this year. And then maybe next year we'll do, I was thinking more of a smaller, like SIV type thing, but a smaller one with, you know, like really living lifestyle stuff. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway. All right, guys.
Okay. So,
good night.
Safe travels.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes.